KO4TFW.
Again, KO4HX, still here.
Tell Dave if he comes back on, he's headed to Ingles. It's cash only, and it looks like the pumps aren't going to be able to come on today. They got some kind of issue.
Dave, there's a lot of gas stations, the pumps can't communicate with the server, therefore they won't come on and pump gas. What a way to be, right?
He wants to go digital and cashless. Can't you see what the issues are?
I can, but obviously most people can't, or at least government can anyway.
And four, is that okay?
In here with us, KO4HK.
Yeah, I was trying to get some fuel at the Ingles, but the pumps won't come on, and it was going to be cash only anyway. But I've made it back to the house, so I'm going to let you guys go and free it up. KN4TFW.
I'm sorry, I can't remember her name, but you guys be careful.
You and Miss Susan be careful out there, and good to hear you this morning, KO4HK.
For cell service is out now, too.
Hear that. Now you're in the same boat with the rest of us. Two-way radio only.
Like everybody else now. My phone rang. Seth was calling me, and I answered. Best, and it's not they're not going through now at all, and it's just got SOS on the screen up at the top where it would normally have the cell tower signal.
Rough man, Shane, I got my generator running, I gotta get the jump box off. You can probably hear me now.
Four, but it sounded like you needed to go in a hurry.
I got one of these lithium jump boxes, and you don't want to leave it on there when, you can't charge from that side. They tend to explode if you leave them on there a long time.
Don't do that. You wouldn't want to add to anything else.
Yeah, don't need no accidents right now. That's the main thing, because just got word on the radio a minute ago that it's opened up now that I can sneak through and get to Brevard. So I'm going to do what I need to here this morning and probably make a trip to town and assess the damage and look for supplies, even though I don't need a whole lot, but a couple things would be nice.
I hope you can make it and hope you can find places open. I heard you. Well, I was talking to a neighbor. He pulled up right when you started talking about the gas station there, 178, from Matt, and he told me a couple other places, and he actually just went through there. So I'm going to head that way, but I can't let Beth know. I'm hoping she's listening to the radio. I've still got it on in the back.
Thing with my wife, when I leave the house, I leave the radio on where she can hear me checking in from time to time and know that I'm okay.
Text her and say, get on Simplex, and I'll talk to you real quick because I would consider this an emergency, but the text won't go through.
And then can do that. So you might want to jump over there and check and see.
Good. But anyway, all right, I'll let you go if you need to get going. Not sure which way to go on this detour. I think this is it.
Well, I'm going to clear out of here so I can get everything done that I need to this morning. KO4HK, standing by.
N4ZLK.
KWW4DET.
Call you in just a second. N4ZLK. 4ZLK, go ahead.
Well, you're hearing me because the reception on this machine isn't very good in downtown. But Ann Street, the stop emitted on Ann Street in downtown Pickens has fuel. The lines are starting to form. They're not too long so far. But it's BP at Holly Springs was empty, out. No scheduled delivery time.
You're actually full quieting, so perfect copy. Yeah, I was headed that way. Didn't even get to 11, and I got the news from Patrick, and ran into a neighbor who said, told me somewhere else over here on Farsbridge, 183 and 135, he just came through there. So I'm headed that way, and we'll try it. If not, I'll head to Pickens.
It didn't even get into downtown. I just came down from Highway 11, and the stop a minute is got fuel, and they say they're getting fuel deliveries. They actually ran out once already, and they did get a fuel delivery, so that's at least a good sign, too. So I imagine that BP will probably get a fuel delivery at some point shortly.
The concern is every other place, everywhere this storm went, in Florida and Georgia and North Carolina, they're all going to be needing stuff too, and I hope we can keep up with the supplies.
See, I mean, the sad part is you look at the lines in the fast food locations, and I'm like, doesn't anybody cook, you know, have any food stocked away so they can make their own meals? It's like, that's a sad sign, truthfully.
I know a lot of people don't. They just grab something on the way home, or they'll have a day's worth of food or something. But, and Ken and Patrick were just talking too, all these places that can't get connected to the internet, the pumps won't come on because they don't have internet service, and that's not a good way to go.
Pretty shocked at that, just because it's sad that they, you know, don't know enough to prepare to have food on hand that you can pre-cook and just keep it cool as best you can and eat it for a few days. But anyway, another story for another day. All right, good luck, and I'll let you know if I hear anything more on the BP down the road.
I really appreciate it. I was going to call you this morning and or send you a text and realize I didn't have your number. I do have your email, so I'm going to shoot you my cell number on your email, if that's all right.
Fine. I have limited cell service at the house because the fiber went down last night. I was doing really well for a couple days. Unfortunately, it's gone now. So either a line got severed or their batteries backups went out. I don't know, but the fiber is down. I can move around on the property and find a spot. So I'll be okay. I'm not worried about it. But thanks, and I'll get back to you.
I was thinking about Andy, KI4LZI. I didn't know if you. I'm assuming he's out of power too. I think I might try to swing by there and check on him.
The Pickens Welfare Net last night, so he was okay as of last night. Just a heads up.
Is that on the WR4XM machine?
The 147, the 2 meter on glass, 147, 195.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that one. Well, at least not checking last night. I did try to call him on it yesterday afternoon, but I just thought, well, maybe he doesn't have power, but that's good to know. Thank you.
And that last night sounded okay. The Pickens Comms Group mainly using the Caesarhead 442-400 machine and the 147-195 machine. So there should be people on there.
It's linked up to on the western side of the state, W4SOE.
W4SOE, yeah, I heard them. They've got somebody, I heard him at 6:30 or 6 o'clock yesterday morning calling for anybody monitoring. So they right at the top of the hour, I think they're keeping a roll call.
Yeah, that's K4EMD, and they're also doing relays into the North Carolina EOC as needed. As I understand it, they're monitoring the SC HART network. They're monitoring 145.19 on Mount Mitchell and daytime 7.232 on 40 meters.
I knew there had to be something on HF. I just didn't know what it was yet. I'll have to check that out as well. Okay, thank you, Matt. Thank you for the information, and I'll get off here and leave it open. WW4JET and W4SOE, or I think that's right, N4ZLK.
Yeah, Shane, also for North Carolina, I'm told they're monitoring 7.275. If you don't remember it, I'll be around most of the day. Just give me a shout, and I'll pass it on again. Be careful out there, W4SOE.
N4ZLK, 73, Matt.
Yeah, KN3WA, W4TMS.
There, I heard Steve and then someone else after him. Go ahead, Steve.
onto the internet last night, and I looked at some before and after photographs. Chimney Rock is not just damaged, Chimney Rock is gone.
That's sad. We like going up there. The other station in there, go ahead, N4ZLK.
It's F4LK. It's W4TMS. Got some information. Could you repeat your call sign for me, please?
N4ZULU-LIMA-KILO, N4ZLK. And I'm actually mobile, but go ahead, and I think there's some people that might be sitting still. Patrick might still be on here, too, to take that down, but go ahead with your information.
It's W4SOA. I got a pin. Go ahead.
May, is that correct? It's information. Go ahead.
More something. I'll be standing by W4SOE.
Steve, didn't mean to cut you off, but trying to get everybody in here that needs to get in.
Yep. Well, when the conversation dropped down to just conversation, I thought I'd jump in there for a minute. There is power in Greer. There's gas stations at the Walmart open. If you go on out towards Spartanburg, Costco is pumping gas. So is Sam's. They're on generators. And all of them have lines at least 50 to 100 cars deep.
Yeah, sounds like places are coming back up slowly but surely.
Say again, Shane.
Steve. Talking about the places in Greer that had fuel and had power. I was just saying it sounds like places are coming up slowly but surely.
Yeah, my mom's on the phone with my sister right here. She's naming some places around the Landrum, Tryon area that they're coming back to life. And I've got 3 radios in each ear, so if I sound confused at times, well, that's my natural state, but when I start multitasking, it gets worse.
We're up around the Ingalls in Landrum. Yes, is there power up around the Ingalls and some of that area right there by the interstate? Is there power back up in that area?
Stand by. Let me ask.
For TMS, Patrick, are you on... Are you next control for the station at this time?
We're by the Ingalls in that area.
Yes, sir. I've got a gentleman that works for a radio station that is wanting to use this channel as an example for his radio show on Monday morning, and he's going to be monitoring it, and he was wondering if that would be okay.
It's a free airwaves, man. He can monitor. Glad to have him listening. See how we all try to help each other. Sam?
MRS licensed, but at this time he has not got his helm. He is working on it. That's why he's transferring through me at this time. He was needing to want to get as much updates as he could get. His radio show runs between 12 and 3 o'clock on WORD. His name is Bill Frady.
Okay, so you're passing third-party traffic. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's free to listen to anybody and everybody wants to, and I'm glad to hear we get someone else that's working on becoming a ham. We need all we can get, so... let him know. Glad to have him listening. My name is Sean. I am W4SOE.
Yeah, that's me.
I am the Greenville County Area EC, and we're just here trying to help out.
Okay, Sean, and if he may have a contact number or if you can send something to me, I would greatly appreciate it, email or so forth.
Okay. What is your call sign?
Or Tango Mike Sierra.
I have internet here at the house. I might be able to get Winlink up and going a little bit today, but I'll get something to you just as soon as I can. Are you good on QRZ?
I have my QRZ. You can send anything to... I've got my Wi-Fi, I've got a hotspot set up. You can send anything to me to P, cook@charter.net. I would greatly appreciate it.
All right, say again the first part of your call sign. I got Charlie Oscar. Phonetically, please.
Complete is Whiskey Tango 4 Tango Mike Sierra W4TMS. Email is PC_Cook@charter.net.
Okay, I copy W4TMS, Whiskey 4 Tango Mike Sierra, and Papa Charlie_Cook, Charlie Oscar Kilo@charter.net.
KO4HKX, I'm making a repeater, Sean.
Yes, sir, you are.
Okay, I've been trying to break in here and let him know that he needs to clear that with Dave before he broadcasts that, because it's not our repeater. It is free to listen to, but I don't know about broadcasting it over the air like that. Let me get with Dave. He's been on this morning already. He may be listening now before you say anything like that.
Not wanting to do a broadcast over the air. He just wanted to get the updates.
After that, well, we'll be here all day. I'm monitoring. I was just to the side there a second getting the generator fired up. But he's more than welcome to get the updates if that's what he's wanting to do. That's fine. And glad to have him. And I listened to Bill throughout the day a week, so I appreciate that. And been listening to his journey getting into ham radio.
I am, like I said, W4TMS. I'm the president of the Guardians Club here in Cherokee County, helping him try to get through that. So with this incident going on, I think we're going to try to help him get through it even quicker now.
I heard you on the air with him, about 2 weeks ago, maybe three, when you were doing that. So I appreciate you helping him out, and good to know that there's somebody out there doing that, like Sean said. But I just wanted to make sure that we weren't stepping on any toes there, and because it's not my place to say what can be done with the repeater.
Yeah, this is W4SWE. Yeah, listening is free. I did make sure that W4TMS was notifying third-party traffic since he was relaying a voice or relaying a message through. So I think we're all good. And that individual needs to do a story on Patrick and Shane and a few others that have been keeping it down here.
Yes, I completely agree. They've been doing an awesome job.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it. I'm just a small cog in the wheel and trying to do my part. But I missed your name on that one, Mr. Cook.
Is Phil, P-H-I-L. And if you can get me, Patrick, and everyone involved information and send that to me by email also, he may be trying to get in touch with them. I'd greatly appreciate it. I know he'd love to talk to them.
I do not have any means to email or anything like that, but I can pass all my information along to Sean, and he can email it out for us. At least I'm saying he can, but I'm hoping he will. Take care of something. He was listening to the three radios and taking care of his mom there earlier. So, Phil, nice to meet you, and appreciate everything you're doing.
We can only do what we can do, but we can do everything that we can do. Now, he was saying that he may do a little bit more of an aftermath, more detailed information a little bit later on after everything clears up to show how the support is, how ham radio is doing some major support for the community that people really don't realize. So he's more than likely going to do something a little bit later on in reference to that. But I appreciate it. I'm going to be on the side. W4TMS going to be clear and monitoring. Thank you.
This is W4SOE. I'm back. Sorry, I had a phone call.
need about 5 minutes, Patrick. Can you monitor?
Yeah, I've got it. I'm sitting here. I got the generator fired up. My house is going, so I'm just waiting on the water heater to warm up to take a nice warm shower today. But, yeah, I've got it, and I need to pass some information to you when you get back. KO4HKX.
Well, go ahead. I'm just looking at something on the Internet. I might have some information, but I'm trying to corroborate it. Go ahead.
Phil was wanting you to email him or wanting us to email our contact information. I don't have a means to do that at this time, so I was just going to pass my information to you, and you can email it for me if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, gladly. I was hesitant to ask you how to contact you on the air because some folks don't like to push that on, and I don't blame them. So, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, I drive around with a truck, big billboard with my name and number on the side of it. So if you don't have it by now, I can't help you. But my contact information is, my cell phone number is area code 828-606-7730. And my email is P as in Papa Charlie Kilo Echo Echo Victor Echo Romeo at Gmail.
All right. Say again all after Kilo Echo Echo.
Over, it's easier that way. It's Papa Charlie Kilo Echo Echo Victor Echo Romeo at Gmail.
Charlie Kilo Echo Echo Victor Echo Romeo at gmail.com, and the number I copied was 828-606-7730. Incidentally, what model, make and model is your phone, Patrick?
Is the Samsung S22 Ultra.
Got some information on that for you. Who is your provider? All right, same here. I'll get back to you. I need to corroborate something, but might have a emergency network that we can use. But I'll be back before I...
I'll be here. KO4HKX, standing by.
KO4HK, this is N1BKG.
N1BKG, I believe it was. Go ahead.
QSL, hey, it's Brian Glover. We're safe at home. Made it back from Atlanta last night, 2 nights ago.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Brian. Got no way of getting communication out, so I was wondering if you made it in. I haven't heard anything from Jay or any of those over that way since all that damage in that area, so kind of concerned about them.
Yeah, we pulled the plug on driving back from Houston that Friday night, stayed in Atlanta, and I was able to communicate with Larry. And he said that he's talked to Jay and pretty much everybody that way. I don't think anybody's heard from Jan that I had known of, but yeah, they all seem to be doing all right. Larry had a ton of damage in his yard and around his house, but everybody's safe that way.
Well, I have had Jan check in on the nets with me on at nightly, so I know she's okay down where she's at.
I think we're all accounted for. Here at my house, there's basically just debris in the yard. We lost a couple of inconsequential trees in the back, but yeah, nothing to speak of. So we're comfy here, just no power, no cell phone.
Man, you don't know how relieved I am to hear that. Glad y'all are okay and didn't sustain any more damage, because y'all had some all previous. So glad to hear that. And hopefully everything is going good for you, not feeling too bad.
Yeah, just a little fatigue kind of setting in like normal, but yeah, no complaints. Definitely glad to arrive at the house with nothing to really work on, that, you know, tree in the living room or anything like that. But like a Highway 11 through Walhalla to 130, 281, and that direction, then 64 was clear, so that ended up being pretty good. I don't know what the current path would be.
Well, this morning I just turned the radio on a little while ago, and WGCR is said that I can now get to Brevard through Everett Road, so probably going to venture to town here in a little while and get some supplies and fill up some propane tanks for the generator. And see if anybody else needs anything and let them know that we can get through now because we've been trapped in here since Friday morning.
Get home yesterday. The first thing I did, since I had a little energy, was grab the Bronco, the chainsaw, and some gas and try to drive around. And yeah, we were having quite a bit of trouble getting around. We were trying to get further east over toward Hendersonville, but yeah, 64 into Brevard was good. But yeah, it's good to hear Everett's good. Old Hendersonville was underwater there at Davidson River, and then 64 was underwater at like Brickyard area, and Crab Creek at 64 was flooded too, so wasn't much way to get that way.
To hear you all home and come in here and let me know you were there. Do appreciate that, and if there's anything I can do, please reach out. I'm at least in the same county you are, so I'd be glad to help out. And if I can't get there, I've got plenty of family and friends that live right there close by.
Dude, I'll hang out off and on this frequency and just keep checking in, lay of the land and everything. But yeah, I appreciate the help, and we've got a good set of neighbors here who have all checked on me already too. So yeah, I appreciate that, Patrick. We'll talk to you soon. N1BKG.
KZ, good to hear you, Brian. You need to stay safe and come back in here often. KO4HKX, standing by.
10-4ZLK.
KA5WLL. 4KSK.
Good morning, gentlemen. KO4HKX.
KBA, did we ever get an answer on power up in Landrum?
Have not heard anything this morning, Steve.
Okay, appreciate it. I'll continue to monitor. KN4VWA.
And I'll move to Leroy and we'll walk through it right quick.
True.
I was just saying go ahead and then I'll get Leroy. That way I try to semblance of order.
I want to put out the Sphinx at 183 and Thomas Mill, Farsbridge Road. I just got fuel there. The lines are not that long, but they're full if anybody's out in this area.
Jane, thank you for that. Sphinx at, forgot, what was it again?
Farsbridge Road, Highway 183, and Thomas Mill Road.
Roger that. Thomas Mill and Ferris Bridge, 183. Just thinks there. Good to know. And that one's out there a little bit, so maybe it won't be quite so long the lines.
Long, but they were, every pump was full. There's at least one car or two cars waiting. So anyway, go ahead and get the other stations. N4ZLK.
KA5WLL. I don't have really many traffic. I was just checking in this morning. How you doing?
Got my generator fired up this morning. So charging everything up and trying to eat some breakfast this morning.
I understand. I'll let you go and let you take the other traffic. KA5WLL, clear.
Hey, Roy, you be careful out there and thank you for coming in here and checking in with us. That way I know who's out there today.
If and all, I got some yard work to do today. Hopefully, if the rain stops.
Well, be careful out there. Don't want to get any accidents or get hurt.
Plan on driving anywhere today, but if it happens, it happens.
Okay. KO4HKX here.
Hey, Patrick. Just giving you a heads up. Went out on the drive for more fuel. The QT on Wade Hanson and Pleasantburg. Same story as yesterday. Line's about a mile long. Pushed down to Pleasantburg and 385. Lines were not as long, but they're definitely getting low on fuel. People were having problems pumping premium in the plus, but they were good on the regular. Last I heard, Walmart and Taylor's has power, but they're saying it's not enough to run the store. So there's not really much there. The Murphy's on the corner at that Taylor's. The Walmart's also out of fuel, but they're also not getting power at this point. I do have cell phone service, so if anyone needs a message out or anything, I've got about 2 bars on my radio battery, so I'll be kind of monitoring as much as I can. But if anyone needs to get a message out, just let me know, and I'll do what I can to help.
I appreciate it. They've given me news that I can get out of here this morning, so I'm going to have to try to make my way over to my father-in-law's and get him taken care of and see if I can get there.
Hey, Patrick, W4SOE. Just be careful. I've seen a lot of trees laying on power lines over the road, and those things could go any minute. So just be extra careful, please.
I will. will. Trust me.
Go ahead.
To carry two chainsaws when in a situation like this, you never know.
Battery powered, you should be all right.
Battery powered today because my second one is in the shop. He's had it down there for a couple of weeks now. But that is what it is. So my primary will be my gas, and the backup will be the Milwaukee battery powered. And I've used it. It does a pretty good job, but not on great big stuff.
The two chainsaws I had to get to cut into the road for where my family is to get to them. Both of them were battery powered. I got some big old oak trees out here, and I was burning through batteries like crazy. It took me about 11 hours to cut through everything just to be able to walk up to them.
Friday, but at least you made it, and that's what matters.
We were lucky because our neighbors like, look, we got a clear road through our backyard. If you need to drive supplies in and out, and that's what we pretty much are doing is we cleared as much as we could to that point. And now we're actually able to get cars out to get gas so we can keep our stuff charged.
When do you go back on duty?
Supposed to go back on duty Wednesday and start my 5 days on, but at this point, with this my truck being the only way that my family can get in and out, I don't know if I'll be returning to work. I still got to get a hold of my professors at Greenville Tech and let them know I can't take the exam because I got no Wi-Fi and no real way to charge my laptop for schoolwork.
Well, hopefully everything works out for you, and I'm sure they're going to make all kinds of concessions for what's going on. They know what's happening, and they probably can't do anything either, so hopefully they'll work with you.
But, yeah, you definitely be safe out there when you go to check on your family, man. I can tell you that a lot of the ERs over here on this side of town, from TR down to Greenville Memorial, are all pretty much on diversion status because they run out of room. So try not to get too hurt, man. It might be a while before help gets to you.
Don't worry. I will play it on the safe side.
I'm going to stop talking to the airways in case anyone else needs to get through. KQ4KFA monitoring.
When you be careful out there and take care of your family. KO4HKX, standing by.
XN4ZLK. File and let me know when you need to go into town, and I'll try to relieve you for a while.
I would appreciate that, but I'll still have my little radio with me. And, well, I've got the one in excursion, so I'll be monitoring when I do go.
But I know it's easier when somebody's sitting at a desk than when you're mobile, so I'll be home, and I'll be available at some point. I'll check with you, but let me know when you're ready to go out.
It'll probably be later today, probably closer to lunchtime, because I got to make the rounds and check on all the neighbors and all that in here before I go. I'll probably have to move my generator around at least once or twice that's charging or cooling refrigerators. And get a list of the supplies that anybody's looking for.
Good. I'm just looking for water now. Looking for drinking water. And 4ZLK.
W4SOE. Patrick, I was able to get that email off to that gentleman. No guarantee it's going out yet, but I seem to have a little bit of internet this morning, so hopefully I'll check it and confirm later, but it has been sent.
Do appreciate that, Sean. And thanks for everything you've been doing this past couple of days.
Motto, man, one team, one fight, right? We're all in it together.
Well, again, I just wanted to say thanks. KO4HKX.
Thank you, so thank you, N4ZLK, as well.
Since it was looking for water yesterday, the Sam's Club in Easley had a ton of it. Frequencies, N4ZLK. Patrick's the one doing it all. I'm just helping out when I can.
Sure, buddy. You're doing a good job, too. Thank you.
Yeah, roger that. He's doing a good job. Nice to have some relief, and know you got some backup out there.
Hey, were you looking for water? That.
about an Easley, had a ton of it yesterday, but if you're really in dire need, are you anywhere near NGU in Tigerville?
I might head that way. I live in Cleveland, but we're not in dire need. I've got access to water that I would have to filter, but I don't know how long this is going to be. I was just going to try to get some standby water.
This is N6QN Portable.
KO4HKX here.
NN Portable, any station?
Portable station, KO4HKX.
This is N6QN in Hendersonville in the Lake Point Landing Seniors Community with a lash-up rig.
Spark, please, sir.
With a lash-up rig. This is a very crude transmitter. Need to know, what station, where are you? What's your QTH?
This repeater is located on Caesar's Head Mountain, and my QTH is Penrose. I'm not too awful far from you.
Do you know if the Hendersonville Amateur Radio Club is on, and if so, what's their frequency?
I got their repeater is off the air, and so I don't know on that one, but I know the 147.105 was on the air yesterday. I have not tried it this morning. It is also in Hendersonville, and it's over on Barawalo, Fruitland area. So if the 146.640 machine is down still, you can move over to the 147.105.
1905, thank you very much.
KO4DZS, comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, I believe that the Mount Mitchell repeater is 147.135. That one is on.
He was asking about Hendersonville, not the Mount Mitchell.
Okay, just wanted to make sure you got the right one. Sorry about that.
The N6QN portable clear.
QN. Thank you, sir, and come back in here anytime, KO4HKX.
At Hendersonville repeater again. I don't think he copied it correctly.
Yeah, I thought I was wondering. I was going to check, but 147.105. Hopefully he got it. That's the problem with everybody jumping in there.
N4ZLK Mobile.
On a lash-up antenna, too, so maybe a field expedient, so he might not have had good reception either, but I'm sure he'll come back if he needs more information.
It's easier when one's trying to pass all the information. It gets confusing when you got four or five people jumping in.
Everybody wants to help, so we just do the best we can, and I try not to push the talk often while you're running it. You're already killing it, so there's nothing I can add.
It's hectic sometimes with so much coming at you at one time.
You're right, and it's a soft skill, man. It develops over time. And you're getting a lot of practice W4S a week.
I've only been at this 4 years, and I started calling the net on Sunday night on this repeater, almost 2 years, not quite 2 years yet, and that's what's prepared me to do this. Any of those that are wondering how it happens, that constant practice is how it happens.
You're killing it, man. You're doing good. It can get hectic. It can get stressful, especially you got a lot of people, you know, that are out there that are suffering right now at one level or another. And there's a lot of fear of uncertainty. So you're keeping them calm and doing it good. Just make sure you're careful when you're out and about today, W4S.
Like I said, it's going to be a little while. So things will hopefully have time to go on down a little more with that. I did find out yesterday also the main bridge coming in and out of here
right here where I'm at, there was a tree fall on a car across the bridge. So that's what's had the bridge blocked along with the high water. They couldn't get in there to access it to cut it.
Someone trapped in the car?
In the car. But a tree fell on a car going across the bridge and with the high water in there, so they had to do a swift water rescue. And they couldn't access it to clear it until the waters receded today.
Thank God they rescued the person. The car, you know, they'll make more of those.
To rescue several people from there because somebody stole the barricades.
Man, this thing, this stuff like this brings out the best and worst in folks, doesn't it?
And then had reports yesterday of break-ins over in the Lyman-Welford area. The Sheriff's Department put out information that people were breaking into the houses since they didn't have power, no security systems, and no cameras. So, I mean, it's just people take advantage of anything.
I gotta go make a cup of coffee. I'm gonna be QRT for a few minutes. W4SOE.
Sean, when you get back, do you mind covering for me for a little while so I can go check on the neighbors?
Not at all, not at all. Give me 5 minutes to get some more go juice in my cup, and then I'll sit down and cover down.
I appreciate it. I'll appreciate the break there for a few minutes.
KD, anybody on frequency?
Good morning, Larry. KO4HKX here.
Check, make sure it wasn't in use first. I need to call my brother.
Then call your brother. It's a good time.
KC4SKD. KC4SKD, Patrick, I hope you're doing okay. You spent a lot of time on the air here.
Good, Larry. Have you run on backup power and have no phone or internet or anything like that. So I have spent my time on the radio and just helping the neighbors.
Yeah, there was there's some good stories coming out of this. There was an elderly lady here in Easley. The tree fell on her house, and one of the neighbors, he said, I'll pay for it. So he called the tree service out, and he paid for it. And that's the kind of stories I like to hear.
Same kind of thing. The little cantina and a couple little side road eateries up here where I'm at. They were running on backup generators and about to lose everything, so they opened it up and were serving hot meals and for free. And just, you know, if you could leave something, leave something. If you couldn't, fine. They were just offering a warm, safe place for everybody to come in and enjoy the camaraderie and community.
Well, I went to the grocery store Friday after the storm was over, and they said they were not selling anything cold. So, you know, the grocery store was on generator, but they had all the cold sections blocked off and the shelves cleaned off, so they were looking out for people, too.
That, well, that's good to see and good to hear. Hopefully this gets some of the division out of our country, or at least this area anyway, because there is a ton of it.
And I agree with that statement 100%. And anyway, I won't keep you long. Just in case anybody's interested, there's some power coming back on around Easley. The bypass has power. Ingalls is open. They got power. Just anybody, in case anybody's listening and needs to know that.
I'm sure that will encourage quite a few people that are listening. And Larry, I appreciate everything you've been doing to help out where you can. And if I hear your brother in here, I will tell him that you were trying to get a hold of him.
He sent me a text message, but it's real sporadic. A couple of days ago, during the worst of it, he couldn't do anything. No text, no cell, no nothing.
Yes, he lives up toward Asheville somewhere, does he not?
Asheville, Weaverville or Woodfin area, and he lives up some pretty steep hills getting to his house. They had to get out and clear the road out.
I kind of know the area. I live down here just the other side of Caesar's Head in Brevard, or outside of Brevard, if you know where the DuPont State Forest is at. I am right down at the foot of the hill from there in the valley.
I know about where that's at, but I'm kind of worried about my nephew. He's headed to Pensacola from Randall's house, and he's got to be in the... It reported the Navy base by October 15th, so we were kind of worried about that. Hope he can make it all right. At least he's leaving plenty of time, we hope.
From listening to the radio this morning, what reports I've seen, there have been people going all the way around and coming 77 down to 26 and coming back into Greenville that way. I don't know which way he went, but hopefully he's staying safe doing it.
Anyhow, it's been quite an experience, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of lessons learned from this. One is keep some kind of food around the house, that canned goods with a hand crank can opener that you can just open and get to and eat.
It's amazing how many of my neighbors didn't have anything but frozen foods and no meat, just from some frozen vegetables in the house. Don't have any supplies at all, and it's just amazing.
I'll let you go. If you talk to Randall, tell him I ask about it occasionally. But good talk to you, Patrick, and we'll talk with you later. KC4SKD.
KD, you be careful out there. KO4HKX, standing by.
Turn the radio on. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. Can you hear me?
It's fine. Good to hear your voice. How are things there? KC4SKD here.
Well, we got cells back, but it's just very shoddy. I can only do, like, text messages every once in a while. That's about it. But we're good. We're Luke and Samantha's getting ready to head out. The only route in the town is Georgia, Franklin, up to Silva, Dillsboro, come in from the west side, and that's the only way out, too. 26 is closed for truck convoys, but all the other major roads are closed.
Well, we've got a way they can go and get home safe. At least they're leaving in plenty of time, we hope.
We're good. Just hanging in here. Jenny and I've got plenty of food for at least a good week. So hopefully we'll be able to. My battery's going to die.
Right there. Hope you can hear me. I talked to Mom. She's okay. She does not need any food. She's got power and water and everything. But anyway, I'll let you go. But tell Luke we said hello, and we love him. We'll be praying for him, and hope to hear from him that he made it home okay. KC4SKD clear.
November 9, Tango Charge out.
This is W4SOE. You there?
Ed.
All right, well, I figure before I turn you loose, I want to try my backup to my backup radio. It's a little 705. Operate on 5 watts. How am I making the machine over?
Solid into the machine.
I'll shut this one down, switch over to the main radio, and then let you go do what you need to do. Give me 5 minutes. W4SOE.
4HK, standing by.
XK5WLL. Hey, Patrick. I just wanted to pass on from my wife, Gail, that she is appreciative of what you've done so far this weekend and all the other stations that's been in here passing information traffic on, both you and Shane, and all the other stations involved in this weekend's traffic. So she just wanted to appreciate it. Over.
To tell her we said thank you, and we appreciate that. But there again, I'm not looking for that. I'm just
I'm just trying to help.
I understand, since she copies direct, so. But she just wanted to thank y'all for doing it.
And, again, thank you. KO4HK, standing by.
KA5WLL.
KXW4SOE, all right, back on station. I appreciate it, and if you sit you're there and you're good for a little while, I'll have my radio with me if you need me. Just give me a shout, and I'll stop what I'm doing and come back in here. But so if something happens you don't know or whatever, just give me a shout. KO4HK, standing by.
Yeah, Roger, I'm sure you've taken way more notes than I have, so if I have any questions or need to recall some information, I'll hit you up. But yeah, focus on what you need to do, man, W4SOE.